What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit of God? You might first think of the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples of Jesus and gave them special gifts. Gifts in boldness and in languages, which enabled them to preach and teach the wonderful works of God. Or you might think of your baptisms, where the Holy Spirit came upon you and filled you and washed away your sins and took up residence within you. In our catechisms, we are taught that those who are filled with the Spirit are sanctified. And Pastor Schaller reminded us in his sermon at Messiah this weekend that sanctification is the Spirit setting us aside from the rest of the world. We were bought with a price, the price of Christ's own life on the cross. And then he rebuilds us, casting away what is rotten and sinful and giving us a new heart, a heart that is loving and believing. Since you are Christians, you are filled with the Spirit of God. But you know God. He blesses us beyond what we can ever expect or imagine. He always does more and more and more for us, filling us with forgiveness for our sins, with the faith to trust Christ's sacrifice for us, and with the desire to love and serve Him. All that would surely be enough. But the Spirit fills us with other things too. And several verses in Exodus that highlight this caught my attention last week. Moses was explaining to the Israelites how the tabernacle in the wilderness was supposed to be built. The tabernacle was that movable tent church that was set up wherever the Israelites camped. Moses said, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all craftsmanship, to create designs for working in gold, in silver, and in bronze, and in the cutting of stones for settings, and in the carving of wood, so as to perform in every inventive work." We're told that Bezalel was filled with the Spirit of God. This filling included wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and also craftsmanship. Isn't that interesting? The Holy Spirit had also sanctified this man to be a special worker in gold and silver and bronze, filling him with the abilities that he needed in order to become an artist capable of beautifying the tabernacle. The Holy Spirit is creative. He fills God's children with all sorts of craftsmanship. He fills some with wisdom and understanding. He fills some with the ability to counsel and encourage. He fills some with mathematics, some with athletics, some with music, some, as we saw this weekend, with skills in performance and stage management and sound engineering, some with mechanical or home maintenance skills. He has not filled me that way. I read in a book once, the book was titled, "Talent is Overrated." And the book claimed that anyone given 10,000 hours of dedicated practice in a certain subject or a skill can become an expert at anything. One thing it ignored, however, was the ability that God gives. 10,000 hours of practice does not explain how concert pianist Van Cliburn was able to reproduce complicated songs on the piano that he heard from the other room when he was 3 years old. Practice is extremely important for cultivating the gifts God has given you. You're in school to practice what you've been given. But God is at the bottom of it all. It is the Spirit who makes what you do possible. And then He gives you the desire to use that craftsmanship that you have been given to the glory of God and in thanksgiving to Him. At this point, some of you will probably be thinking, well, fine, but the Spirit didn't fill me with anything. No craftsmanship in me. I'm terrible at everything. I don't have any skills. Do you really think that God, who went so far as to give His only Son for you, would say, I'm not going to fill her with anything extra? I'm not going to bless him with anything that he can do for me. Doesn't that strike you as a little ridiculous? You students here are filled with the Holy Spirit. First in spiritual things, but also in different abilities and capabilities. So if you're one of the I can't do anything crowd, and we all feel that way sometimes, let's take our self-pity to the cross of Jesus and say, I'm sorry, Lord, for grumbling and failing to see the things that you have blessed me with. And listen to him say to you, you're forgiven, my child. Now listen, the Spirit has filled you too. So go out and practice and do and glorify me. Indeed, the Spirit of God fills us with more than we could ever expect or imagine. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Amen. We'll sing hymn 748, verses 4 and 5. 748, 4 and 5.